What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to KMOX. That's right, at your service. Beautiful Tuesday night right here in the heart of Mid-America. 8:06 is your time. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair tonight here on At Your Service on KMOX. All sorts of great stuff to talk about, but I want to have the man, the myth, the legend, the mystery, Kevin Wheeler. Got a big question I want to ask you, Mr. Wheeler.
First of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, I just want to thank my parents because they made it all possible. And also, you were talking about like playing good music in advance of the show, and you come out with that.
I didn't put that in there. That's
sure you
producer
didn't.
Matt.
Sure you didn't.
No, that's not from the Van Halen catalog.
Sure you didn't.
No. You hear that?
Stinking Greg Damon.
You hear that? It's Kevin Wheeler music. That's what I'm telling you.
Stinking Greg Damon. By the way, why are we telling people what time it is? Everybody's got a cell phone.
Everybody's got a cell phone, but you never know where folks playing the home game of At Your Service are listening.
Well, if you're in your car, you got clocks in there, too.
So,
I'm just being an ass. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for being Kevin. So, Kevin, I just want to have you on. Obviously, you know, football's over with.
It is.
Baseball, who knows if they'll ever play again. And
they'll play again, Greg. Prediction.
Is that in the Korean League or is it?
I mean, they'll play again in the big leagues. It's just like, you know, who knows when.
Okay. Really, so, you know, there's really not a plethora of sports going on. We got hockey.
Yep.
Okay. We got somewhat of the Olympics.
What?
Right. and also, so what I'm thinking is, how ready are you for the Daytona 500?
When is it?
Sunday.
Is it this Sunday?
Yes.
That's sad. I didn't know that. That's really sad.
Aren't you the sports guy here on KMOX?
Well, I'm one of them.
Okay.
I'm the dumb one. Tom's the smart one. He's on top of things. I'm the dumb one.
Now, folks, I got to tell you.
I'm not even kidding, dude. I will make fun of myself at every opportunity. I'm not even kidding. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I kind of set you up for this. So many, many years ago when I met Kevin, Kevin came here to KMOX. We did a show called The Kenny Wallace Show. And
fastest thing out there, baby.
That's right. You're the fastest thing out there, baby.
Hi, Kenny.
And Kevin was on the show, didn't know anything about racing.
I know nothing. I knew
names.
I know names.
But nothing
right? Like
at all.
I know Dale Earnhardt Jr. I knew that. You know, I knew Jimmy Johnson because it was the same as a football coach's name.
You know Kenny Wallace because he was with him on the show.
I knew the Stewart guy.
That guy.
Yeah,
that
the guy you like. What's
Tony
his name?
Stewart.
Tony Stewart.
That's right.
And then I knew my man Juan Pablo Montoya.
That's right. And there's only one reason you know Juan Pablo Montoya. It's because of my Juan Pablo Montoya story.
No, it's not. I knew him before I knew that story.
Where do you come from?
Because I didn't know that story before like a couple months ago. You told me. I didn't know the come on story. I didn't know that. But at the time, it was just because people didn't like him because he was coming in from open wheel racing. And I thought, you know, this will be funny. I'm just going to jump for the one that everybody hates. I thought that'd be funny. That's what I did. And it was funny. And by the way, he was okay, wasn't he?
Oh, no, he did well.
Yeah.
He did okay.
He was all right. I mean, I'm not saying he's like dominating or anything. He was no Ricky Bobby, but he was good.
Yeah, he was a formidable driver. Both
I mean, I know he was really good in the open wheel racing.
Definitely better open wheel racing than he was in NASCAR racing. You know,
I'm more into the open trunk racing. I saw that today. Some dude's riding around the street with his trunk open. That's not good.
No. Probably had stuff in there that
it was no stuff in there.
Well, this got stolen. Probably at a stoplight.
He had a stoplight. What's wrong with you? But that's my extent of my racing knowledge.
So I just want to see, you know, who you're going to root for at the Daytona 500 this year.
Great question. I don't know. Who's the one that everybody hates?
The one that everybody hates? Well, still Kyle Busch.
I'll root for Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch, probably one of the best drivers ever in NASCAR.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
Yeah. Speaking of Jimmy Johnson, what do you think of Jimmy Johnson racing open wheel this year? How's he going to fare in the Indy Racing League circuit?
He's going to be really good. First of all, Greg, I don't even know if what you're telling me is true or real or not. I mean, I believe you on most things, but I don't know.
Why would I make that up?
Because it would show how little I know if I were like, oh, yeah, he's going to be great.
No, it's true. He's going to be racing.
Is he really doing that?
Absolutely.
Well, you think he's good, right? Like, I mean, I know he's good in NASCAR.
He's very, very good.
That. He's like accomplished and studly and all that.
Yes, and he came from open wheel racing, not necessarily IndyCar style racing, but more open wheel racing.
What other open wheel racing is there?
Well, your favorite. There's midgets. There's sprint cars. There's, you can even consider some modifieds and things like that.
Okay.
So.
Any hoopties in there?
Well, if you get into the real lower class of dirt racing, there's a lot of hoopties in there.
Don't judge like that.
That's right. Usually it's like my car.
Don't judge like that.
I wouldn't.
You did. Wouldn't. You said lower class. That's nice.
Well, I can't help it. That's who I am.
Economically challenged.
That's Kevin Wheeler, folks. This is Greg Damon. We're going to go ahead and take a quick...
On that note, Wheeler, get out of here. You're an idiot. You're ruining everything.
That's right. I got a great story talking about Kevin Killeen coming up next and his whole nother story about the drab month of February. Folks, this is At Your Service on KMOX. Stick around. We got lots more to come.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to At Your Service here on a beautiful Tuesday night in the heart of Mid-America, right here in St. Louis, KMOX. I got to tell you, folks, I've been doing this a long time. I've been really, really blessed with being able to work with a lot of great people. And one of my favorite people here at KMOX is obviously Kevin Killeen. And Kevin's joining us right now here in the studio. Kevin, thanks for hanging out and staying late with us here on At Your Service.
Well, I'm honored to be on the Greg Damon show. We need more programming with Greg Damon.
I'm all about that. All about that.
You know, like if Charlie Brennan's sick, stick in Greg Damon.
That's right. That's right. I could do that. Probably not, but I can mutter through it.
Yeah. You know, well, it's good of you. Good of you to come in.
Well,
on
hey,
this gloomy night.
It's beautiful outside. Beautiful night tonight. Kevin, for folks playing the home game of the At Your Service show here, Kevin Killeen is probably one of the funniest people I have ever met in my lifetime.
Such an unbelievable
sense of humor, just a dry sense of humor.
Nothing. It's the end of the day.
He is always he's very, very witty. Folks that's ever been to the KMOX Christmas play, he writes that.
Yeah.
But more importantly, if you've ever listened to his whole nother story. Always very witty, very comical, but I got to give Kevin stuff here. His whole nother story on February has reached epic proportions, Kevin. I mean, it's gone viral, literally.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much for that very vaulted compliment.
You got that $20?
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but 6 years ago, we did what was just like a throwaway feature about the gloominess of February. It happened to be on videotape. We were experimenting then with doing some of the radio features on video. And it got put on the internet, and it just got reposted and reposted. And there's like 2 million people have watched it from Mexico and Spain and Germany and London.
Have you done this in different languages?
I didn't do any of it, but somebody put Spanish subtitles on it.
Nice.
And I know just enough from high school Spanish that I can kind of follow along. And it's just, and they don't even have winter in you know, Mexico. They have a little bit of rain. But so people seem to have connected with the idea of this complaint against February. Do you have a special feeling about February?
Well, I do. And actually, in the automotive business, is probably one of the worst months for automotive, you know, because it's you know, tax time is here. You know, it's usually kind of crappy weather outside. You know, it's the dull, the gloom, it's everything else. Everything else that you talk about in it, I mean, it all comes towards in February. It seems like it all kind of evolves right there into February.
Yeah, and this feature just listed the litany that you did, the gloomy weather, your motivation is at low ebb, everybody's turning to carbohydrates and lotions, and no one's tap dancing across the street. They can barely get across the street to hunker over a bowl of chili at lunchtime, and on this particular day, it was very foggy in St. Louis, and the story said this looks like a place where people are sent to be punished. And I'm sure that the Chamber of Commerce was not happy with how this is being put all over the world, has come to St. Louis, the place where people are sent to be punished. But for some reason, and it was not like a slapstick comedy, it was just a dry complaint, but people really identified with it, and they thought that it was funny, and part of it was supposed to be serious, but everything I said that it was serious, they thought was funny. And I thought, there goes my career as a serious commentator.
Well, I mean, the stuff that you talk about in the video, I mean, I think it resonates with a lot of folks. I mean, because a lot of folks are having that same kind of issue. You know, let's face it, the holidays are over. There's nothing to look forward to except Valentine's Day, which is a total heartbreak for some folks as well. The weather is usually bad, especially here in the Midwest in February. Like I said, taxes are coming due. It's just not a, there's really nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. February is the worst month of the year. The piece begins, but it's an honest month, a month that doesn't hold up life to be any better than it is. And, you mentioned Valentine's Day. The piece also said that, you know, to get back at February, man invented Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras, but February answered back with a holiday of its own, Ash Wednesday, And you know what other month could host a holiday that's designed to remind us we're all going to die?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a serious point, but you would think it was a Tonight Show joke the way people are laughing at it. You know, and this was filmed in front of the statues of the nude Marriage of the Waters figures near Union Station, and there's no water flowing. It just looked very stark. And so people just thought, you know, somebody said, well, when can I get a job as the existential reporter? Or somebody said, attention, news directors, fire all your weathermen. People don't want to know what the weather's going to be. They know what they want to know what it means. So a lot of strange comments like that. I did have one marriage proposal from a woman who offered to hunker over a bowl of chili with me, but I haven't followed.
Any particular brand of chili, or was it?
No, I haven't followed up.
Oh, okay. But all right. Your wife would probably be upset with it, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah, so it's an honor, and it's a little bit like Jack and the Beanstalk, where you throw away the seeds out the window, and then this beanstalk sprouts up. I'm not really a Twitter person. I haven't really posted much in recent months, but I went from having 6,000 followers, which took me years to acquire by posting City Hall stories and updates on the sewer bond tax issue, all that serious stuff. I went from 6,000 followers to 11,000 followers in about a week. And, you know, these are all people that are expecting my next complaint against March, or I don't know what they want. So I feel this terrible onus that, you know.
You could be the angry guy from now on, maybe, and just do something like that.
I don't know, but it hasn't affected me. I still have to take out the trash on this Tuesday night when I go home, and, you know.
So your wife hasn't given you anything? No special, sitting in the chair with your slippers on? I mean, you still have to come home and do chores?
No, she's very good about it. She thinks it's funny. She says, Mr. February, she says, if they only knew what it's like to live with Mr. February, it's February every day with you.
That's funny. Well, Kevin, how do you come up with your stuff that you do for A Whole Nother Story? I find it really interesting. I look forward to it every day.
Well, you know, it's like the farmer prays for rain, the feature man prays for an idea, and you just drive around. If you see like a little foil gum wrapper, you pull over, maybe this is it. Or if you see a three-legged dog, maybe this is it. Today, I kept noticing car washes, and I thought, yeah, maybe I should do a feature on, you know, the act of getting the salt off your car and that big crunchy chunk behind the wheel well. Isn't it satisfying to kick that out?
Absolutely.
Like on a Deerberg's parking lot and have it fall, you know, and then drive off. But at the car wash I went to, people were talking about how emotionally it felt like, one guy said, this is like therapy to get the salt off my car.
I agree 100% with that.
And, you know, that it makes you feel like you just came out of the ocean and you took a shower and you're clean again. And so it means a lot to people to just put in those quarters and get the car gleaming again. And, you know, that's how you come up with ideas. You just think, I got to do something. What's everybody doing? And you kind of work off that.
No, I think that's great. Hey, Kevin, I want to thank so much for you hanging out with us and staying with us here on At Your Service tonight. And always great insights. Love your feature stories. Not only that, but again, a whole nother story. Just really rocks the
house. It's an honor, and I apologize for collapsing the program.
Not at all. Folks, that's Kevin Killeen. This is Greg Damon. You're listening to At Your Service here. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little insurance with Tom Wade. Stick around. More to come. KMOX At Your Service. Welcome back, my friends. It is At Your Service on a Tuesday night. You're listening to KMOX. My name's Greg Damon, and we're hanging out all the way till 10 o'clock tonight, my friends. We got all sorts of great stuff to talk about. We're going to talk a little insurance here with Tom Wade. He's been kind enough to hang out with us here and come down in studio. Tom, thanks for coming down to KMOX on a Tuesday night, beautiful Tuesday night outside, and talking some insurance with us.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So a couple of things, you know, Tom and I have been friends for quite some time. One of the things I wanted to ask Tom, with the way that the inflation is and stuff like that, home prices are certainly going up. Great for sellers. Car prices are going up. What about your insurance? Is this something that, that folks really don't think about, that, hey, since prices are going up, should I get more insurance?
So your car insurance is covered. You don't have to worry about adjusting that. You're automatically covered for whatever that car is worth, right? And so you don't have to think about that. You don't have to worry about that. As far as what your house is insured for, yes, you should review that about once a year. And I talked with one of my friends who is he's a home builder, and he recently told me that. So if you have a subdivision home, it's roughly around $200 a square foot to build those these days. If you have a custom home, you're probably looking at upwards of $250 a square foot. So that's a starting point for most people, Greg. But yes, we get into a lot more detail about your home when we look at how much we should insure your house for, and you should review it, definitely.
Well, I mean, you think about it, you know, you do any home improvements, obviously that has went up. Even if as far as putting like a roof on, I mean, those materials have went up because I know I need a new roof on my house. So, I mean, that, you know, it's went up exponentially. You just want to make sure that you're covered.
Definitely. You know, and a lot of people remodel their kitchens and go with granite and those types of things. And it costs a lot of money, right? And so, yes, you need to get in touch with your agent and make sure that he or she has that information.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that most folks don't even think about. I guess how often really should you review your insurance to make sure that you're still covered with the items and stuff that you still want to have? I know there's a lot of riders and things that, depending on, you know, if you have firearms, you have jewelry, you have all sorts of stuff that you want covered as well.
We would love to see everybody or talk to everyone at least once a year.
And is that something you guys make appointments for, or you just...
Yeah, we can do appointments. If they call in, we can do it over the phone, whatever, you know, whatever's convenient for our policyholders.
All right. So I want to talk a little about both have some younger kids in our lives and obviously driving, which, boy, woo, insurance goes up when they start driving, let me tell you.
A little bit, yeah.
But, you know, what about coverage as far as young people go today?
You know, the coverages don't change. The things that you know, we need to talk about probably is when they get their learner's permit. And so you're not charged for that underage driver until they actually get their license, right? But the main thing is that they really just need to practice, Greg. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. We have a program also that's called a Steer Clear program. It's an app that they download, and they drive some trips, and then there's some videos they watch. And it's very helpful as well, and it's a pretty good discount.
And that's through State Farm?
Yes.
State Farm.
It's called the Steer Clear discount.
Okay. And you can just download that or have your kids download that?
They can download that onto their phone. It's an app on their phone, yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I mean, obviously, and that's another thing, you just want to keep your kids safe no matter where they go.
Sure.
Now, I want to, while we're on the subject of auto insurance, I know a lot of different companies out there offer the, you know, you plug the thing into your computer for your car,
mm-hmm.
and it monitors your driving and stuff like that. Some companies offer a discount with that.
We do as well. It's called our program's called Drive Safe and Save. It's great. It really is great. There's some work involved in it, and I'll just say that as far as maintaining it, and you have trips that you have to do, and so. There, you know, it does save some people a lot of money, though.
So I know a lot of companies are, it's a really big push for that. I mean, for me personally, it's like a catch-22. It's like kind of big brother's watching, but it's not. You know, you look for the savings as well.
Most of the time, it's only going to be a discount for you. At least with State Farm, really, if you sign up for that, you're not going to pay more money because you signed up for that.
Well, I mean, don't you think that they review your policy and know how fast you're driving and stuff like that?
Yeah, but it should not. My understanding is that it won't.
Not that I drive fast, Tom.
Yeah, my understanding is that it won't cost you more money, Greg. It can only save you money.
Okay. Well, I like that. You know, we were sitting here before the show, Tom, and I hate to quit switching back and forth, but.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers.
obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, my friends. It is At Your Service on a Tuesday night. You're listening to KMOX. My name's Greg Damon, and we're hanging out all the way till 10 o'clock tonight, my friends. We got all sorts of great stuff to talk about. We're going to talk a little insurance here with Tom Wade. He's been kind enough to hang out with us here and come down in studio. Tom, thanks for coming down to KMOX on a Tuesday night, beautiful Tuesday night outside, and talking some insurance with us.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So a couple of things, you know, Tom and I have been friends for quite some time. One of the things I wanted to ask Tom, you know, with the way that the inflation is and stuff like that, home prices are certainly going up. Great for sellers. Car prices are going up. What about your insurance? Is this something that folks really don't think about that, hey, since prices are going up, should I get more insurance?
So your car insurance is covered. You don't have to worry about adjusting that. You're automatically covered for whatever that car is worth, right? And so you don't have to think about that. You don't have to worry about that. As far as what your house is insured for, yes, you should review that about once a year. And I talked with one of my friends who is he's a home builder, and he recently told me that. So if you have a subdivision home, it's roughly around $200 a square foot to build those these days. If you have a custom home, you're probably looking at upwards of $250 a square foot. So that's a starting point for most people, Greg. But yes, we get into a lot more detail about your home when we look at how much we should insure your house for, and you should review it, definitely.
Well, I mean, you think about it, you know, you do any home improvements, obviously that has went up. Even if as far as putting like a roof on, I mean, those materials have went up because I know I need a new roof on my house. So, I mean, that, you know, it's went up exponentially. You just want to make sure that you're covered.
Definitely. You know, and a lot of people remodel their kitchens and go with granite and those types of things. Those things, and it costs a lot of money, right? And so, yes, you need to get in touch with your agent and make sure that he or she has that information.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that most folks don't even think about. I guess how often really should you review your insurance to make sure that you're still covered with the items and stuff that you still want to have? I know there's a lot of riders and things that, depending on, you know, if you have firearms, you have jewelry, you have all sorts of stuff that you want covered as well.
We would love to see everybody or talk to everyone at least once a year.
And is that something you guys make appointments for, or you just...
Yeah, we can do appointments. If they call in, we can do it over the phone. Whatever, you know, whatever's convenient for our policyholders.
All right. So, want to talk a little about both have some younger kids in our lives, and obviously driving. Which boy, woo, insurance goes up when they start driving. Let me tell you,
a little bit. Yeah.
But you know, what about coverage as far as young people go today?
You know, the coverages don't change. The things that you know. We need to talk about probably is when they get their learner's permit. And so you're not charged for that underage driver until they actually get their license, right? But the main thing is that they really just need to practice, Greg. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. We have a program also that's called a Steer Clear program. It's an app that they download, and they drive some trips, and then there's some videos they watch. And it's very helpful as well, and it's a pretty good discount.
And that's through State Farm?
Yes.
State Farm.
It's called the Steer Clear discount.
Okay. And you can just download that or have your kids download that?
They can download that onto their phone. It's an app on their phone. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I mean, obviously, and that's another thing. You just want to keep your kids safe no matter where they go.
Sure.
Now, I want to, while we're on the subject of auto insurance, I know a lot of different companies out there offer the, you know, you plug the thing into your computer for your car,
mm-hmm.
and it monitors your driving and stuff like that. Some companies offer a discount with that.
We do as well. It's called our program's called Drive Safe and Save. It's great. It really is great. There's some work involved in it, and I'll just say that as far as maintaining it, and you have trips that you have to do, and so. There, you know, it does save some people a lot of money, though.
So I know a lot of companies are, it's a really big push for that. I mean, for me personally, it's like a catch-22. It's like kind of Big Brother's watching, but it's not. You know, you look for the savings as well.
Most of the time, it's only going to be a discount for you, at least with State Farm. Really, if you sign up for that, you're not going to pay more money because you signed up for that.
Well, I mean, don't you think that they review your policy and know how fast you're driving and stuff like that?
Yeah, but it should not. My understanding is that it won't.
Not
cost
that I
you.
Drive fast, Tom.
Yeah, my understanding is that it won't cost you more money, Greg. It can only save you money.
Okay. Well, I like that. You know, we were sitting here before the show, Tom, and I hate to quit switching back and forth, but. There was a advertisement about earthquake insurance, about an earthquake could happen here, especially in the middle of Missouri. And, you know, there is a good chance of that in the next 100 years. Most people, what I found out, don't have a rider, earthquake insurance on your home insurance.
So I remember back there was a guy by the name of Dr. Ivan Browning back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And he predicted that the New Madrid fault was gonna within the next 12 months was gonna hit. And so I can't tell you how much earthquake insurance we wrote during that year, but didn't happen. So we write insurance. We write earthquake insurance. It's just a rider on the policy. And so, you know, we can add that on at any time.
So, I mean, most policies, most homeowners and policies don't already have earthquake insurance. Because I would think, you know, I'm not smart like that. I would think that would already be on your homeowners insurance.
It's got to be a rider. And there are companies that do not offer that. And we offer it to everybody who buys a home, and we strongly recommend that, Greg.
And what about flood insurance at the same time?
Flood insurance is actually written through the federal government, through the National Flood Insurance Program. And so you really have to, I mean, you can write a flood insurance policy if you're not in a flood-prone area, but if you're in a flood area, we definitely will write you a flood insurance policy. But it's through the government, but we can write it for you.
Now, do you recommend that most homeowners have either flood insurance or possibly earthquake insurance as well?
I recommend they have earthquake coverage for sure, and I recommend if they're in a flood zone, yeah, they have a flood insurance policy.
Now, is that, as far as earthquake insurance, I mean, is that pretty expensive for a lot of folks?
It's really not. I mean, you're probably looking at somewhere around, and not, you know.
And you don't have to give me like dollar figures.
Yeah, I'm just going to say percentage wise, maybe 10% of your whatever your policy costs.
Okay. And then, so we talked about folks reevaluating their insurance policy once a year, want to make sure that. What other kind of coverages or where do you see the industry going, Tom?
Well, there's, you know, the main thing that really we need to stress is, you know, our society is becoming a lot more litigious, right? And so,
yes.
I mean, even in the last 2 years since I sat here with you. And so never skimp on liability coverage, right? I mean, you can't have enough. I had a client who in the summertime, she had an accident. Nobody was hurt at the scene, right? Everybody went their ways. Nobody left in an accident. They got a demand this week for policy limits on. So you never know. You really have to. You should always carry, in my mind, you should always carry at least $250,000 bodily injury liability per person, $500,000 all people in an accident, and then at least $100,000 property damage, because cars now, there's a lot of cars worth over $50,000.
Sure.
And if you or one of your children totals one of those, you know, they're going to pay the $50,000 and the rest is coming out of your pocket. So very important. Liability limits cannot be high enough.
I guarantee you there's a lot of folks out there with their homeowners and also their car insurance that don't even think about that. They want to get the minimum, boom, 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 I'm out the door, never think about that again.
Yeah.
As you get older, as you acquire more stuff, as you have kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, right now, you know, if you do have a car accident with parts being hard to get, right, you better have a rental car coverage on your policy. I would always have that at least $1,000 rental car coverage, because it might be a month before they can get your car in to get it fixed, right? Or to get the parts to get it fixed.
Well, you bring up a great point. We just had a customer this week. Luckily, he had he ruined his engine in his vehicle. And luckily, he had an extended warranty through an aftermarket company. And so he got his engine basically paid for. He had to pay $400 to have a remanufactured engine installed. The insurance company took, or the aftermarket warranty company took care of the rest of that. But he had rental car on it, but it was only 3 days worth of rental car. We had that car for 22 days
exactly.
While we were waiting for an engine. And so he was out of pocket for that rental car the entire time.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So anybody, if you don't have rental car coverage, put it on your policy. Even if you have an extra vehicle, I mean, you might be without your vehicle for months. And so get the best coverage you can get. And really, that's 80%, 80-20, which means company pays 80% of the bill. You pay 20% of the bill up to $1,000. That's the best coverage you can get.
Man, I'd be all over that.
You need to do that,
I'm,
for sure.
I'm writing that down right now, yeah, the Damon policy.
Okay.
But no, I mean, you brought up a great point, because as you said, parts are becoming harder and harder to get, and we are in the automotive business. I mean, we're looking, if you want to get stuff done the same day, probably not going to happen. Going to be at least 1 day, maybe 2 days, maybe longer. There's a lot of parts now that are on factory back order or a stop sale where we were looking for a starter for a 2020 Chrysler vehicle. Nobody has them.
Yeah.
They're on national back order. Nobody has them. They have no release date sometime in March or April sometime.
So it's crazy.
So what are you supposed to do? So not drive your car for that long?
Exactly.
And you're still paying for it?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think that's that is a thing that, most folks don't or don't realize about rental car. Now, would that cover towing as well?
We do have towing coverage. It's very inexpensive. Our emergency road service coverage covers towing. It covers if you run out of gas, if you have a flat tire, anything like that. And we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I ran out of gas when I was 16 one time. I'll never do it again. Had to walk.
Never say never.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Tom, I got to do some business here. Can you hang with me a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we are visiting with Tom Wade. He is a State Farm insurance agent, been kind enough to hang out with us here on KMOX at your service. If Tom, you want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
All right. I'll tell you, if you want to give us a call, you got a question for Tom, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers you want to get on. You can give us a call, ask Tom a question. He'll try to help you out as well. This is At Your Service on a beautiful Tuesday night right here in St. Louis. Stick around. More to come. Welcome back, everyone. 8:47 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in tonight all the way till 10 o'clock. We're talking insurance. And if you'd like to join us here and ask some few questions, we've got Tom Wade, State Farm insurance agent, hanging out with us here. Here's the numbers, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. If you've got a question, Tom will try to answer it as well. Again, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Again, Tom, thanks so much for coming down and hanging out with us here at KMOX tonight.
It is my pleasure, Greg.
So a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. Obviously, we kind of touched on looking at some different types of coverage for your home, different types of coverages for your car. As you said, you know, really probably review with your client or with your agent once a year just to make sure you're covered. I thought the point about liability insurance, where I think a lot of folks just don't think about that. You know, that is an issue. I'll tell you a quick story and about this liability insurance that really kind of went through my mind. When my kids were younger, we had a swing set I built in the backyard. We don't have a fence in our backyard. So I just happened to be home on a Saturday afternoon by myself, and I'm hearing all this laughter and stuff coming from my backyard. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look outside, and my one neighbor is having a party, and he's got a bunch of kids on my swing set. Didn't ask or anything else. And, you know, there's some moms out there. So I kind of walked out on my deck like, hey, what's going on, you know? And she's like, what, I get you wanted to get off? I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, if one of your kids get hurt, it's kind of my fault. And so I made him get off. Is that the truth? Is that?
Yes. I mean, you are responsible. If there was something wrong with that swing set and you were negligent in some way, yeah, you could be liable for that. Sure. You know, and those, was it one of those old swing sets with the, like the metal legs, right?
Oh, no. That's not Greg Damon style. This is like a fort, you know, that was.
Okay. Well, you know, those old, remember those old swing sets and you'd swing hard enough and they'd almost fall over?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
No. This was like one of those big, you know, rainbow, massive, weighs like 2 tons kind of deal.
Sure.
But, you know, I was very worried about that at the time. That, you know, hey, that I could be liable for that if somebody fell off or got hurt.
You could, you know, they were trespassing, so that usually negates any negligence on your part. But yeah, that's something you always got to think about, Greg.
So I mean, that liability thing really kind of hit home with me. I mean, absolutely. I think that's definitely something that a lot of folks don't know, and something that I kind of talked to you know, my son Nick driving now. I talked to him like, hey, you know, you got to be cognizant of what's going on around you like this. I mean, because you're going to be liable for what's going on.
That's exactly right. And if anybody's ever in an accident, you really need to get a police report. People's stories change, unfortunately. And I've seen it so many times that, unfortunately, a lot of times if it's on private property, like in a store parking lot, sometimes the police won't come because it's not
property, right?
Yeah. So. But if you can, always get a police report.
Now, I assume, obviously, with everybody having cell phones and things like that, taking pictures certainly is very helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't take enough of them. And really, before the vehicles move is a great time to take a picture.
I got into an accident with somebody about 10 years ago. I was actually playing Santa Claus on my way to the event. and in a Santa suit, got into hit somebody from behind because I got hit from behind. I went in the guy in front of me.
Right.
Didn't touch the guy in front of me, but he goes, you know, I just don't want to wait for the police. Here's my information. He handed me a laminated card with all his information on it already. Wow. And I thought, well, I guess that's one way to go, but I'm really don't want to laminate cards. I'm not planning on getting in a bunch of wrecks. So.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder how many wrecks that guy's
right?
been
exactly.
in, right?
Exactly. So it was kind of crazy with that. So I kind of want to touch a little bit on health insurance. Obviously, you know, the pandemic going on, everybody's health scare, folks putting off surgeries, things like that. What about health insurance? You seen a rise in health insurance cost? Or it seems every year, you know, for employers and stuff, and I don't want to get too heavy into it. As far as health insurance goes,
I am not an expert in health insurance.
Okay,
I don't believe though that there's been any increase. I know we were talking earlier, and I know that our life insurance really hasn't gone up at all yet. So I can't imagine that happening, honestly.
Well, that was another question I was going to ask. Was kind of lead into the life insurance policies. First of all, do you think a lot of younger, you know, when my dad obviously was younger, I mean, that was a big thing. Have life insurance for you. Do you think a lot of folks kind of skimp out on the life insurance today, or do you still see about as many policies?
I would say we probably write as many policies as we ever have.
Okay.
You know, it is a different mentality, certainly. And you know, kids aren't necessarily getting married as young as they used to. So that's kind of changed.
And
that changes the reality, certainly.
Now, what about having kids? What about having life insurance for your kids?
I believe in it. I know one of the main things, one of the main reasons you have life insurance for your kids is to protect their insurability. Right. I had a nephew who at the age of five got diabetes, and we could not get him life insurance at that point. So there's a rider we can put on our life insurance policies, which guarantees your insurability so that 11 times during their life they can get life insurance without being insurable.
That's something I never knew about that.
Yes. And it's great, and I've seen it really pay off for a lot of people.
And really, that's pretty relatively inexpensive when the kids are young.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's less than $20 probably to insure basically any child.
So now I'm going to just throw the other way at you. Now, obviously, as myself, getting older every day, and, you know, it's like I'm looking around the corner going, man, everybody I know has got some sort of health problems. When's my time coming? What about insurability as far as I go through the rest of my age?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I'm the same way, Greg. I have quite a bit of life insurance, but a lot of it is term insurance. And at this point, I'm not really insurable. So not only it's not your age, it's you know, your health issues.
Sure. Now, what about is whole life better than term life?
It's better for a number of reasons. Like, I've got a lot of term insurance, and some of it's coming due soon. And without being insurable anymore, then I can't renew it.
So right? You can't re-up that.
Yeah, and so that's out, you know. A whole life plan is great in that it, you know, it lasts forever.
As long as you keep the payments up.
Yeah, sure. But as you get older, you know, those payments are, you know, they look better and better every year.
Sure, absolutely. So what about, you know, hear ads on TV, for radio, that target senior citizens talking about, hey, we can get you, no matter what your health issue is, we can get you $500,000 policy at the XXX.
I question the validity of that, honestly.
And that's something you should really, I guess, you know.
Well, it never hurts to get a quote, right? And it never,
sure.
You know, you can always apply. It costs nothing to apply. So, yeah, apply with them and apply with us and see what happens.
I think that's great advice, you know, especially for a lot of senior folks, a lot of older folks.
Sure.
May not really know what's, you know, as I will say, as I get older, it's really more difficult for me to kind of keep up on things and
yeah.
everything else. Ask advice from a lot of other people as well.
Yeah.
Not bad to get a second quote and,
yeah.
and really somebody you trust. And that's probably what you're looking for in an agent as well for your insurance.
Absolutely. You want to have an advisor. You want to have somebody that's going to advocate for you. You want to have an agent that's going to be there for you. Also, just getting back to the life insurance thing.
We got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Getting back to the life insurance thing, yeah, some of those term policies are convertible to whole life plans. But, Greg, really, I just appreciate you having me on. I'm going to give out my email.
Yep, got 10 seconds.
My email's tom@myneighbortom.com. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks so much, folks. That's about hour number one. Stick around. We got hour number two coming up. Thanks so much. Welcome back, everyone. 8:47 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in tonight all the way till 10 o'clock. We're talking insurance. And if you'd like to join us here and ask some few questions, we've got Tom Wade, State Farm insurance agent, hanging out with us here. Here's the numbers, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. If you've got a question, Tom will try to answer it as well. Again, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Again, Tom, thanks so much for coming down and hanging out with us here at KMOX tonight.
It is my pleasure, Greg.
So a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. Obviously, we kind of touched on looking at some different types of coverage for your home, different types of coverages for your car. As you said, really probably review with your client or with your agent once a year just to make sure you're covered. I thought the point about liability insurance, where I think a lot of folks just don't think about that. That is an issue. I'll tell you a quick story and about this liability insurance that really kind of went through my mind. When my kids were younger, we had a swing set I built in the backyard. We don't have a fence in our backyard. So I just happened to be home on a Saturday afternoon by myself, and I'm hearing all this laughter and stuff coming from my backyard. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look outside, and my one neighbor is having a party, and he's got a bunch of kids on my swing set. Didn't ask or anything else. There's some moms out there. So I kind of walked out on my deck like, hey, what's going on, you know? And she's like, what, I get you wanted to get off? I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, if one of your kids get hurt, it's kind of my fault. And so I made him get off. Is that the truth? Is that?
Yes. I mean, you are responsible. If there was something wrong with that swing set and you were negligent in some way, yeah, you could be liable for that. Sure. You know, and those, was it one of those old swing sets with the metal legs, right?
Oh, no. That's not Greg Damon style. This is like a fort, you know, that was.
Okay. Well, you know, those old, remember those old swing sets and you'd swing hard enough and they'd almost fall over?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
No. This was like one of those big, you know, rainbow, massive, weighs like 2 tons kind of deal.
Sure.
But, you know, I was very worried about that at the time. That, you know, hey, that I could be liable for that if somebody fell off or got hurt.
You could, they were trespassing, so that usually negates any negligence on your part. But yeah, that's something you always got to think about, Greg.
So I mean, that liability thing really kind of hit home with me. I mean, absolutely. I think that's definitely something that a lot of folks don't know, and something that I kind of talked to my son Nick driving now. I talked to him like, hey, you know, you got to be cognizant of what's going on around you like this. I mean, because you're going to be liable for what's going on.
That's exactly right. And if anybody's ever in an accident, you really need to get a police report. People's stories change, unfortunately. And I've seen it so many times that, unfortunately, a lot of times if it's on private property, like in a store parking lot, sometimes the police won't come because it's not
property, right?
Yeah. So. But if you can, always get a police report.
Now, I assume, obviously, with everybody having cell phones and things like that, taking pictures certainly is very helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't take enough of them. And really, before the vehicles move is a great time to take a picture.
I got into an accident with somebody about 10 years ago. I was actually playing Santa Claus on my way to the event. And in a Santa suit, got into hit somebody from behind because I got hit from behind. I went in the guy in front of me.
Right.
Didn't touch the guy in front of me, but he goes, you know, I just don't want to wait for the police. Here's my information. He handed me a laminated card with all his information on it already.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I guess that's one way to go, but I'm really don't want to laminate cards. I'm not planning on getting in a bunch of wrecks. So.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder how many wrecks that guy's right? been
exactly.
in, right?
Exactly. So it was kind of crazy with that. So I kind of want to touch a little bit on health insurance. Obviously, the pandemic going on, everybody's health scare, folks putting off surgeries, things like that. What about health insurance? You seen a rise in health insurance cost? Or it seems every year, for employers and stuff, and I don't want to get too heavy into it as far as health insurance goes.
I am not an expert in health insurance.
Okay.
I don't believe, though, that that there's been any increase. I know we were talking earlier, and I know that our life insurance really hasn't gone up at all yet. So I can't imagine that happening, honestly.
Well, that was another question I was going to ask, was kind of lead into the life insurance policies. First of all, do you think a lot of younger, you know, when my dad obviously was younger, I mean, that was a big thing, have life insurance for you. Do you think a lot of folks kind of skimp out on the life insurance today, or do you still see about as many policies?
I would say we probably write as many policies as we ever have.
Okay.
You know, it is a different mentality, certainly. And you know, kids aren't necessarily getting married as young as they used to. So that's kind of changed.
And
that changes their reality, certainly.
Now, what about having kids? What about having life insurance for your kids?
I believe in it. I know one of the main things, one of the main reasons you have life insurance for your kids is to protect their insurability. Right. I had a nephew who at the age of five got diabetes, and we could not get him life insurance at that point. So there's a rider we can put on our life insurance policies, which guarantees your insurability, so that 11 times during their life they can get life insurance without being insurable.
That's something I never knew about that.
Yes. And it's great, and I've seen it really pay off for a lot of people.
And really, that's pretty relatively inexpensive when the kids are young.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's less than $20 probably to insure basically any child.
So now I'm going to just throw the other way at you. Now, obviously, as myself, getting older every day, and, you know, it's like I'm looking around the corner going, man, everybody I know has got some sort of health problems. When's my time coming? What about insurability as far as I go through the rest of my age?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I'm the same way, Greg. I have quite a bit of life insurance, but a lot of it is term insurance. And at this point, I'm not really insurable. So not only it's not your age, it's you know, your health issues.
Sure. Now, what about is whole life better than term life?
It's better for a number of reasons. Like, I've got a lot of term insurance, and some of it's coming due soon. And without being insurable anymore, then I can't renew it.
So right? You can't re-up that.
Yeah, and so that's out, you know. A whole life plan is great in that it, you know, it lasts forever.
As long as you keep the payments up.
Yeah, sure. But as you get older, you know, those payments are, you know, they look better and better every year.
Sure, absolutely. So what about, you know, hear ads on TV, for radio, that target senior citizens, talking about, hey, we can get you, no matter what your health issue is, we can get you $500,000 policy at the XXX.
I question the validity of that, honestly.
And that's something you should really, I guess, you know.
It never hurts to get a quote, right? And it never,
sure.
You know, you can always apply. It costs nothing to apply. So, yeah, apply with them and apply with us and see what happens.
I think that's great advice, you know, especially for a lot of senior folks, a lot of older folks.
Sure.
May not really know what's, you know, as I will say, as I get older, it's really more difficult for me to kind of keep up on things and everything else. Ask advice from a lot of other people as well.
Yeah.
Not bad to get a second quote and really somebody you trust. And that's probably what you're looking for in an agent as well for your insurance.
Absolutely. You want to have an advisor. You want to have somebody that's going to advocate for you. You want to have an agent that's going to be there for you. Also, just getting back to the life insurance thing.
We got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Getting back to the life insurance thing, yeah, some of those term policies are convertible to whole life plans. But, Greg, really, I just appreciate you having me on. I'm going to give out my email.
Yep, got 10 seconds.
My email's tom@myneighbortom.com. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks so much, folks. That's about hour number one. Stick around. We got hour number two coming up. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.